about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
I'm on. Well, here I am, and we're back tonight on this Thursday night edition of the program. And to begin the program, we have invited Harmony Grant, along with Uncle Ted Pike, to be here talk about, among other things, her column on these evangelical leaders that have the 34 that I brought up a couple of weeks ago who have signed on to the petition to the White House, if you will, having to do with this horrible stand in the Middle East of Israel first and the Palestinians last, if even at all. So Harmony can't make it, but Ted Pike is back again, and he, of course, represents the organization, the website, www.truthtellers.org. And hello, Ted.
Thanks for having me again.
Greetings and salutations.
Same to you.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I'm not getting him in my headphones. Let me see. I know he's out there somewhere. I know he's not invited to the White House. Are you there, Ted?
Can you hear me yet, Rick?
Well, I can't hear him, Manny. Hello, Ted.
Yes, Rick, can you
now
hear me?
Now I hear you.
Oh, really?
Okay, very good. We have you connected now, and welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Yes, and I understand this column, of course, you know, that your niece wrote, Harmony Grant, has circulated those on the mailing list, the email list of truthtellers.org. And, yeah, she references this, if you will, this letter to the White House asking that once, you know, again, the White House put aside the idea that evangelicals unanimously and unilaterally support this Israel first position in the Middle East, that they have called upon a blessing, quote unquote, which they refer to as a blessing upon Israel and also the Palestinians, in a foreign policy that is based upon more than providing military support or lethal support to the state of Israel. So we'll spend a little time talking about that tonight, and I know that we had brought that up on the program a few weeks back, and some of the interesting names involved. It was one of them, Tony Campolo, do you know?
Yes, that's a familiar name.
Yes, he was. I believe he was one of those who has addressed the White House. Now, I know that when we speak of evangelicals, there are varying degrees of evangelicalism in what they actually believe, right?
Well, these evangelicals seem to be more socially oriented, more
right.
internationally broad-minded, relief-oriented organizations.
Uh-huh.
I remember back in 1983 when Israel invaded Lebanon and created that terrible Holocaust in which something like 18,500 Lebanese and Arabs were actually slaughtered in the saturation bombing under Ariel Sharon, that World Vision was very critical, and they're on this list.
Okay, very interesting. We'll be back. I want to discuss that with you and much more as well, including the latest on the hate crimes legislation in the Senate. I'm Rick Adams. We will be back in just 3 minutes with more Uncensored Radio Free America right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back.
Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, and we're back. Ted Pike is my guest here. We're talking about this embrace, this letter to the White House on the Middle East. And Ted, you were just mentioning the group World Vision that was part of this original group that protested the Israeli action, and certainly amongst evangelicals, I guess they feel like they're in the minority, huh?
Well, there have been protests. I do remember back in 83 during the Lebanon invasion that Christianity Today magazine had quite a strong statement critical of unconditional support of Israel.
That's Billy Graham's magazine, huh?
Well, not only that, but we have World Vision, we have former president of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship in this list, we have executive committee of the NAE, we have World Hope International, we have Evangelicals for Social Action, we have Fuller Theological Seminary represented, we have the head of the Evangelical Covenant Church, which is no small denomination. I don't know exactly how many they have, but also the Christian Missionary Alliance head is endorsing this letter, and on and on. It's quite a spectrum, and they are not isolated and small protesters. They are speaking for very large organizations. I understand the Christian Missionary Alliance has something like 2,000 churches in America. So this is a breakthrough. I have regretted in years past that sometimes these evangelicals will come out with some kind of a statement saying, well, we do have the right to criticize Israel, but it's kind of a flash in the pan. It's over with. It's not repeated for another 10 or 20 years. But what I think is happening here is that we have a new mood, a new movement abroad. And I should just mention, Rick, that we might talk today, tonight, a little bit about John Mearsheimer and mm-hmm. Stephen Walt's latest mm-hmm. book, which is now hitting the bookstore.
Which I have been talking about, yes. That's by all means.
Yeah, I got a copy today, and I've been reading the final conclusions and chapters. It's almost 500 pages long, including 130 pages of footnotes, but it's still a blockbuster. It's speaking our language. The general message is very common sense, long overdue. And I think this this move of these broad-minded, relief, charitable-minded organizations represented in this 34-member list are a reflection that there's talking going on. There's backroom grumbling about our blind obeisance to Israel, and it's starting to come to the surface, and I don't think it's going to go away.
Well, that is interesting. It's a little bit late in the game, but I suppose better late than never that some begin to wake up to what is going on, the evangelicals, that is. But, you know, these individuals, you know, Dr. Norman Finkelstein also has obviously risked, you know, much of what he's done, his career. You know, the Dershowitzes of the world have gone after him, tried to censure him, tried to keep his book from being published by universities.
Yes.
So much for free speech, ACLU types. Huh? But anyway, it's certainly welcome. And the second book that they have authored is looks to me, from what I have read, is really, is an eye-opener, even beyond the first one, so much so that it has already been attacked, as you know, by some of the most sanguine Zionists.
Yeah, I guess Abe Foxman has tried to attack it, but it's really, its argumentation is relentless, its documentation is impeccable, and I just think it's a steamroller that's going to really change the political landscape, not only in America, but the world concerning Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is about evil is that evil may have its day, but evil doesn't know when to stop. It is basically immoderate by nature, and it goes too far. And I think that so many factors are conspiring now to wake up many evangelicals to the broad problem we have in regard to Israel. And you know what's? I wrote a little email last night. I don't know whether you got it or not, but I did a further discussion of this, the statements out of this petition, this letter to the president.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing about the thinking in this letter that it says, as evangelical Christians, and I'm quoting for it from it. Although we embrace the biblical promise to Abraham, I will bless them who bless you, Genesis 12:3.
Mm-hmm.
This letter establishes new ground by defining what spiritual blessing is. Now, traditionally, for the last century, the evangelicals have been taught, well, we best bless Israel by never criticizing her, unconditionally supporting her morally and military, and so on. And yet, this letter has a very powerful, in my opinion, a very biblical definition of what it means to bless Israel. Now, if I could just quote a line or two.
Of course, yes.
It says, quote, genuine love and blessing means acting in ways that promote the genuine and long-term well-being of mm-hmm. our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the best way we can bless Israel is to encourage her to remember, as she deals with her neighbor Palestinians, the profound teaching on justice that the Hebrew prophets proclaimed so forcefully. Now, here are these evangelicals basically saying to the world and to the state of Israel that it's not really blessing Israel to give them unconditional support and military hardware and weapons of mass destruction. No, the Bible says we most powerfully bless anyone, Jew or Gentile, by speaking the whole truth to them, by speaking God's word by evangelizing and by even reproving them out of love when they stray. This is what these evangelicals are saying, and this is unprecedented because it's exactly opposite of what John Hagee is saying. Is, well, we bless Israel by instigating a nuclear confrontation or a war in Iran for the sake of Israel, mm-hmm. starting a war in another war in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're having here is the emergence of a very, very powerful alternative, and I should say a biblical definition of what our duty to Israel does and does not entail.
You're very true, and you know, the fact that there have been so many books now that have come out and have detailed the state of war on the Palestinians and really throughout the Middle East that Israel has declared on the world, for that matter, its hard-lined Zionist leaders, that it's hard to imagine anyone having the chutzpah trying to refute any of it. But some have tried. I know in the foreword they have issued an editorial, the Jewish newspaper, a couple of issues back, in which they tried to misrepresent, actually, the views that Mearsheimer and Walt have expressed in the book. And one of the things they say is that they claim, that is, the authors of this book on the Israel lobby, claim that the Israeli government wanted war with Syria. And the foreword turned around and basically said, oh, no, that's not true. That's an obvious falsehood. Why? The Israeli government has been trying to work to establish peace with Syria. And, you know, of course, that is typical rhetorical Vaseline. All one has to do is just look back at the previous summer and the fact that this government, the same government that runs Israel, then was looking for an all-out war with Syria and trying to provoke her and Iran over Lebanon.
That's right.
I mean, it's so ridiculous, the kinds of reasons. It goes to show you that whether they're hardcore right-wing Zionists or whether they're so-called left-wing peacenik Zionists like the Forward, they're still Zionists.
Yeah. Well, what Mearsheimer and Walt are doing is really bulldozing a powerful and wide trail through the underbrush of these evasions and lies and disinformation that comes from the Israeli lobby.
Exactly.
And they're going ahead with impeccable academic credentials and research and irresistible logic. And it's allowing these evangelicals, I believe, these forward-looking evangelicals, with broader perspectives to follow in the wake of that and begin to travel on this highway, move in a direction. Mearsheimer and Walt are very much in favor of a two-state solution, a partition of Palestine, and also these 34 signatories to the president are in favor of that. I think that's a positive step. It may be unrealistic. I don't think it'll ever happen, frankly. But anyway, it's a movement toward an alternative policy toward Israel, a more detached policy, a policy which says that Israel's interests are not necessarily the United States. In fact, Mearsheimer and Walt are very candid again and again to say that really Israel does not serve American foreign policy interests.
Right. The other way around, yes.
That's right. And they are very frank that this unholy alliance between America and Israel has led us to basically go into Iraq as a favor to Israel.
Yeah, the excuse years ago was that the Israelis would help protect us during the so-called Cold War, and they would provide us intelligence and defense against the Soviet threat in the Arab bloc. Well, of course, the Arab world and the Muslim world was almost right down to the man on the street, very strongly anti-Soviet, anti-communist
until
Israel was established.
Yeah, and Israel, in fact, quite the opposite, was the only country in the Middle East to have a legal communist party. You
right.
couldn't do that even in Iraq or Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
So, you know, there's just so many. These people, Mearsheimer and Walt, are just really speaking our language.
Well, they're honest, I think.
Yes,
intellectually, they have shown that they don't have an axe to grind, but they are concern that, hey, what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And they're going to enunciate it come hell or high water. All right, Ted, stay where you are. We'll be right back. Any comments from our listeners, we'll take your calls right here on the program. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The New World Order thought police are on the run. Because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back with Ted Pike right here from www.truthtellers.org. And, you know, before I mention, Ted, this discourse, I should, just for the sake of our listeners, I should mention a few of these other books that have come to mind that need to be read by people who would like to get a good panoply of different authors who know what they're speaking about on this subject. And one of them is John W. Mulhall, America and the Founding of Israel, Investigation of the Morality of America's Role. And that was by Deshaun Press, 1995. And in 270 pages, he details America's role in the founding of Israel, in Palestine, and the role of the government of the U.S. in pushing for those things at the behest of the Zionists, and despite warnings at the time from intellectuals. And it speaks of the roles of Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Roosevelt, Truman, And, you know, he says there's ample evidence, really, the lobby gaining critical support from Wilson and Truman, from both Republicans and Democrats in Congress. Of course, it took this World War and this Holocaust story in order for them to pull it off. Of course, Paul Findlay's book, They Dare to Speak Out, everyone, I think, knows about that. And then John Cooley, An Alliance Against Babylon, the U.S., Israel, and Iraq. 2005 is a very interesting book. This guy Cooley was a staff correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor and ABC News, and he's written widely on the issues, including a number of books on the Middle East. But, you know, he focuses on Iraq and how it was and is impacted by Israel and the U.S. It's a very concise description of the tragic history of ancient Babylon and modern Iraq in the context of meddling and or the occupation by outside powers, from the Ottomans to the British to Israel and now to the United States with Israel. And then there's James Petras' book, The Power of Israel in the United States. That was out last year, Ted. And then Greg Felton, The Host and the Parasite. I'll let you know which is which. How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That's just this year. Dandelion Books, March of this year. So that those are just a few of the books that, needless to say, are not getting the kind of notoriety that the Mearsheimer and Walt book is.
Yes. Well, it's long overdue. What I think is happening now is that the ADL has so many targets that it has to cover in order to keep the truth from arising, that it allows people like you and me and many other people to stick our heads up and not be unduly apprehensive that we may be trashed and penalized, imprisoned, sued, and all these kinds of things, which has been the stock thread of the ADL throughout most of this century. And I remember when my first book came out in 1984, it was kind of a trailblazing book. The only thing we really had before that was the works by Elizabeth Dilling or Gerald L. K. Smith and maybe a few others.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did was kind of go out on the thin ice, and then what I found was that people started coming out on the thin ice with me and skating. And now we're having a profusion of these kinds of works, and I believe that even now this is only the crack in the dam. If it really becomes politically correct, politically acceptable to criticize Israel, criticize matters Jewish, we could have a torrent of truth coming out, which would be shared by the populations of the world. And what we would want this to do is to hold back and restrain the kind of aggressiveness and belligerence of Israel, which she's enjoyed for the last century, and so no longer could she move forward in her basically globalist agenda.
Mm-hmm. Well, but now let me ask you this, Ted. What does that mean ultimately? Because I'm asking if, in fact, this truth movement builds up momentum, does that not radicalize the Zionists there in Israel even more and make them feel more threatened and more prone to doing something that would be that which they would accuse Iran of trying to do, or Iraq under Saddam Hussein of trying to do, or even Hitler of, purportedly trying to do? Does that make them more radicalized, they're more dangerous, or does that mean that the truth will prevail in this world without the coming of Jesus? I don't know. I'm asking you, what do you think?
Well, I think what is crucial is that this movement not be allowed to become extreme or racistic in nature.
Uh-huh.
That is the great challenge, and I take comfort that everything I've done has had a biblical orientation. I point out that I am opposed to these Jewish ambitions and evil Jewish leadership, not because of race or heredity, chromosomes like Hitler did, but I'm opposed because they have been made a very great many evil decisions, moral decisions against truth and against mercy and all compassion and justice, especially in the Middle East. And so it's very important. There is a strongly racialist component in a nationalistic and racialistic component that would like to make this a race issue. And We can't let that happen. I would think that the ADL B'nai B'rith would really want it to go that way so that they could create their own mythologies out of its abuses.
Okay. We'll be right back with Ted Pike. I'm Rick Adams. A comment. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment, join us. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we'll come back to the microphones here with Ted Pike. And we're talking, obviously, if you have been listening, we've been talking about this evangelical group writing this letter to the White House, and it has to do with fairness and justice and peace in the Middle East, Partners in Humanity by evangelical Christian leaders. But we're also talking about the issue itself having to do with policy and who controls American foreign policy. I might add, not just regarding Israel, but regarding all issues, as we've seen with Mr. Foxman going ballistic and making a fool of himself and an embarrassment to the ADL on the Armenian genocide issue, which you've been following as well, I'm sure, Ted.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The program that the ADL, a so-called tolerance program, no room for hate, it looks like has revealed that there's no room for hate except at the ADL.
Yeah. Well, in answer to your question earlier of whether a greater public awakening and awareness of Jewish misdeeds or Jewish Zionist oppressions in Palestine and so on would actually create more extreme belligerence in Palestine, I don't think it probably would. I think that the Zionist leaders are savvy enough to know that they can go forward at best in a very indulgent culture and climate like they've enjoyed for the last 100 years, in which Jewish suffering, it means a carte blanche, a green light about anything they want to do in the Middle East, in the world today. But if world opinion becomes even more angry and vociferous against Israel, I think there's a good chance they're going to pull back and bide their time. This has certainly been the record of history where the Jewish people have attempted to establish messiahs in the 2nd century A.D. and in the 17th century and so on. They thought they were ready to take over the world at that time, and yet these messianic attempts were futile. They ended in disaster, and they had to pull themselves back into the ghetto and bide their time. And I think the healthiest thing in the world today is for something like 34 of these religious evangelical leaders to step forward very, very boldly and define blessing of Israel, not in terms of military hardware, but in terms of bringing the Jewish people to a recognition that they do have an illustrious heritage of seeking justice and mercy and fair play, even for the strangers in the land. That's what the Old Testament commands. They need to look back to that begin to put it into practice.
And we'll get to the callers in a moment. Bear with me, please. What does this do, really, ultimately, in terms of the context of Israel and a Palestinian state side by side? You know, I'm just reading a letter in the local paper here by some Jewish writer who said there would be peace tomorrow in Palestine if the Palestinians would just be good, stop violence against Israel and so forth, which, of course, is like saying if the blacks in the South had been good to their masters and had just stopped engaging in acts of disobedience, all would be well, you know. And that sort of nonsense is still perpetuated today. And, you know, believe it or not, there are people who still naively believe that. But that's okay. The fact of the matter is, though, let's say for a minute that that this reach on the part of evangelicals was able to do some, damage to the powerful Israeli lobby, or at least to convince the American people to start putting pressure on Israel, and this current government were to start making concessions. What is to stop the government of Israel from engaging in another Levon affair, another terrorist incident against the United States, pinning the blame on radical Arab states, on Palestinians, and then whipping up a frenzy again and saying, look, you see, this is why we can't negotiate? See, cause it seems like they hold all the cards, you see?
Well, that is a possibility. There is the possibility that rather than curtailing radical Likud leadership in Israel, we might have exactly the opposite effect, especially when Israel is the number 3 or 4 military superpower in the world.
They have
close to 200 nuclear weapons.
More than that.
Possibly a hydrogen bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to realize that as the attack on the USS Liberty so powerfully revealed, Israel could turn on its benefactors. It could literally bite the hand that has fed it for a century, begin to flex its military muscle and say, well, you better give us what we want, or you might, even the United States itself might have to be watching out its airspace for an incoming Israeli missile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not beyond the realm of possibility. But I do believe that right now any kind of truth that is coming out of the media, especially out of academia, literally out of Harvard University, the University of Chicago, which is so respectable, so powerful, so relentless in its truth and documentation, the Foxmans and Knessets of the world, the evil Jewish Zionist leaders, are going to have to recognize that they had better watch out lest they go too far and provoke a real backlash. And as I've said many times on this program, I'm on the air, I'm on the radio, I've been on over 300 interviews in the last several years, because that's exactly what happened in Philadelphia 2.5 years ago, three years ago, when the ADL was so cocky it thought it could arrest 11 Christians.
Yeah, Lynn Abraham.
Yeah, Lynn Abraham.
Who's still there, by the way, still district attorney.
Yeah, right. But you see, they paid very, very heavily for that, because I was able to get on talk radio, the alternative talk networks of Genesis and Republic, and I was able to go after the ADL as nobody had ever gone after the ADL on hundreds of programs on these networks. And basically, again, going out on the thin ice, one very established talk show host told me, he said, Ted, don't mention the ADL. Let people figure that out themselves, but you've got to use these broad, nebulous terms, you know, Zionist conspiracy and media moguls, but don't get so specific as to go after the ADL. And I said, I've got to tell the whole truth. And as a result of that, a host of voices are now speaking on these networks, very frankly, very bluntly, in a way which would have been unthinkable several years ago. So the Zionists are going to have to watch themselves very carefully, because there's not just Ted Pike now. There are dozens, literally dozens of voices who are ready to go in there and go after Zionism and bust it wide open.
Well, now, that's very interesting what you've just said so far, because it seems as if that this means that this so-called hate crimes bill in Congress, which is promoted by the ADL for so long, as we know, would ultimately then backfire even further if it's enacted against the ADL. If they start, you know, prosecuting and persecuting people simply because they are inspiring anti-Israel action, not even violence, but let's just say anti-Zionism, then wouldn't that be even more dangerous for them to have this bill?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if you look at the testimony of biblical prophecy, you realize that clear up until the time of the second coming of Christ, there is going to be tremendous anger against Babylon and Zionism and this whole international Jewish conspiracy. There's going to be DVDs and cassettes and records and documents hidden among the populace, and there's going to be a tremendous anger as the Antichrist himself leads the nations of the world, including the Arabs and Muslims and Palestinians, against Babylon the Great, burning her with fire and again expelling the Jewish people to the four corners of the earth. Israel has behaved so abominably, especially since 1948, the Dariusan massacre and many massacres, not quite so big after that, to drive out 800,000 Palestinians from their homes and their orchards and businesses and so on. This is an egregious sin and blasphemy against everything that God ever had planned for the Jewish people. And so this anger, as I say, we may be just experiencing the first leak out of a tremendous dam of resentment that could be flowing out. And again, as I say, the great challenge is to preside over this movement intellectually and spiritually to keep it from becoming ugly, becoming truly anti-Semitic, because that would delight the Zionist thought police and masterminds who are always able, through the media, to twist those things and take the abuses and to smear and destroy that movement.
Well, you can look at they're still using that canard now against Mersheimer and Walt, and to the best of my knowledge, at least one of them is Jewish. So it doesn't matter. I mean, they don't care because they're so paranoid and rabid in their attacks that they have no defense for their argument, so they have to rely on the, quote, anti-Semitism card, and that's what they've been doing.
Well, you know, even 5 years ago, this book by Mearsheimer and Walt would be called, in the phraseology of Abe Fochtman, repugnantly and blatantly anti-Semitic.
Mm.
That's the language he would use. But
right.
They've used that smear term so loosely and so irresponsibly that now they've pretty much exhausted that. The wolf, anti-Semitism is coming card is kind of ignored by people, and people are getting curious.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a very opportune time in history, just as long as as we keep this on a high level, a spiritual level, and a very much a documented, fact-oriented level.
So having said that, Ted, what do you think right now is going to be the strategy to try to pass this so-called hate crimes legislation in the Senate?
Well, I was talking to Senator Smith and Senator Kennedy's office just a couple of days ago, and they say that they pretty much are going to stick with Plan A, which is to try to get it attached as an amendment to the Military Reappropriations Bill. That's H.R. 1585. And according to the Senate schedule, that should be coming up within the next couple of weeks. Now, of course, the president has promised that if he receives a hate bill that's been passed as an amendment along with the Military Appropriations Bill, he'll send them both back to the Senate and demanding that the hate bill be taken off. I appreciate that very much. Now, the other alternative, which Senator Smith's office intimated to me as about a month ago, was that they would just send it in as standalone legislation on its own merits for a vote. They're confident they have the 60 votes. Kennedy's office told me they definitely have the 60 votes. But then again, the president has said that he has been advised to veto it as a standalone bill. And so this is hanging pretty heavily over Kennedy and Smith's office. I asked them this week what they would do if it were rebuffed in both formats by the president. They said, well, we'll try to override it and get a vote of the House and of the Senate. But, of course, that takes a two-thirds majority, which is a pretty tall order. I think that they're going to try in the next week or two. And I've been encouraging people to keep calling in to Congress because
we can't
let down our guard and say, well,
absolutely,
you know, we don't have to say free speech because President Bush is going to do it for us.
I wouldn't count on that.
What we have to have is a good, clean kill. We have to have a clean victory here in the open field of battle, which is the floor of the Senate, ending this thing once and for all. And unfortunately, as an amendment, if the amendment is rejected, it doesn't mean the hate bill is killed. I wish they'd send it in as a standalone bill. We could kill it and be done with it. But anyway, it would be seriously discredited, even if it were rejected as an amendment. So people should continue to call in. And if I might just give the toll-free number real quickly.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that
We've
toll-free
been giving
number
it out. Go ahead.
To your senator. Call your senator immediately tomorrow morning. It's 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to your senator from your district, 877-851-6437. In case that is jammed, you can go to the toll number, which is 202-225-3122. Again, that toll number, 202-225-3121. Just tell the staffer or the receptionist, please tell the senator not to vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crimes bill because hate laws have taken away freedom in Canada and many European countries. I'm also telling people to get tough and just tell them that if we hear that they have voted for the hate bill, we and our friends are going to do our very best to get them out of office next time at the polling places.
Now, let me ask you briefly before we come back and take calls. The Craig matter, Senator Craig from Idaho,
yes.
How did he vote in the past on the? Do you know? Have you had a chance to look at his record?
Actually, I haven't had an opportunity to check that out. That'd be interesting. I haven't heard of him as a pro-hate bill a Republican senator.
All right, because we're just curious to see this tie-in here and what really might be behind it. Some people have speculated that that one or two Republican votes maybe out of the way would help to pass this a little bit more quickly. I don't know. Personally, I don't think so, but I'm curious to know exactly what is behind this whole affair. And I just don't think that he was, as I told you privately, happened to be caught in the scoop there in the Minnesota men's room. I believe he was set up and for a reason, and I'd like to know why.
Yeah.
I think we'd all like to know why,
yeah,
and what's really behind it, because, you know, one thing for sure, and I'm not accusing them because I haven't got the evidence, but the ADL and some of the organizations in question have a way of, as you know, looking into weaknesses of people, the Congress and the senators, and entrapment has always been one of the ways they try to put them out of commission,
yeah,
or at least warn them that they better step up to the plate for them, lest they get themselves in irreversible trouble.
Sure.
So I'm just curious to know, and that's something we'll have to keep our eyes on, obviously.
Yes, I'll look into that. Maybe next time I'm on,
I
can have a definitive answer.
All right, good. And all right, we will take some calls right after this upcoming break for Ted Pike. Truthtellers.org. We started off with the letter of the 34 evangelicals to the White House on Israel and its policy of not making peace with justice with the Palestinian nation, and of course the whole issue of the Israel lobby running the United States foreign policy, at the very least, if not also domestic to some degree. Well, in any event, we'll take your calls. The number 800-313-9443. Get on the line now. You have a quick question for Ted Pike. Don't wait till the end. 800-313-9443. And we shall return with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
cook, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on rbnlive.com.
Now we're back, and we're going to take a call here from Gary in, I think it's Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
You remember me.
I remember you. How can we forget you?
The old gray-bearded man that lives in the woods by himself with three stray dogs.
That's exactly right. We know you. Yes.
I was victimized by a hate crime this week.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I sent out my survival manual. It's 55 pages and by email. And I got an email back from one individual that said, take me off your list, period, Jew, period.
Hmm.
Now, little does this man know that I'm probably fifth or sixth generation Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
I have an ancestor back in the 1800s in Lincoln's time that built 12 Methodist churches in southern Illinois and was a circuit preacher writer, Methodist. And it offended me. It made me angry, and then I got mad. I don't care what a man's color is. I don't care, what God he worships. I don't care, you know, what religion he follows, or I don't care about any of that. I don't judge anybody by that. But for this man to basically make this statement, Jew, period, to me that was a hate crime. And I was highly offended by it. And I thought that the Reverend Pike and you'd get a kick out of that. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm not anti-Jewish, but I will tell you I'm anti-Israeli Zionist vehemently. They're Khazars, and they led the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. I don't know how many millions of Christians they killed over there. So I don't have any love for Israel, and I don't have any love for Zionists. But as far as the word Jew or being called a Jew, that doesn't really bother me. In fact, this 55-page document doesn't even have the word Jew or Jewish in it.
Well, now, Ted, is that a hate crime under the ADL definition?
Well, if... Even if Gary lived in Canada, I don't think that would be indictable as a hate crime. I mean, this person who sent you the email was holding you up to derision according to his standard of what is objectionable or reprehensible and so on. But you see, in order for him to commit a hate crime against you under an extreme hate crimes bureaucracy in Canada, he would have to criticize your religion or your ethnicity in a way that holds you up to hatred or contempt. For example, if he said, Gary, you are used evil terms and vile language against Methodists or a sect of Christianity like that and held up Methodists to hatred or contempt according to the popular conception of the term, that could be indictable. On the other hand, in Canada, Christians are supposed to take it. They're supposed to take all kinds of terms of derision and and innuendo and all these kinds of things, and the hate crimes bureaucracies will not uphold their case in court.
Can you hold me over for a response?
Yes, hang on, Gary. We'll give you a quick response, and we'll move on. Thank you. 1 minute, we'll be back. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America. Ted Pike, my guest, and Rick Adams, your host.